Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Chav Zayin, Shabbos 27. And on today's Daf Yomi, on Chav Zayin Amabez, the Talmud is discussing the mitzvah of tzitzis, the idea that tzitzis have to be made from wool and linen. So the Gemara wants to analyze this further, and the Gemara says that maybe when it says in the Torah in Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 12 on 27b, we're discussing this, it says G'dilim ta'aselach arba kanfos kesuscha sher techaseba, and maybe from the words that you shall cover with it lemel rabu sharbagadim, maybe that tzitzis is not only on a garment that is wool or linen, maybe all garments are required to have tzitzis, not just garments that are wool and linen. And why don't we learn it out? Maybe we should learn out from the words that you shall cover it, that it includes all garments, not just wool and linen, so that all garments would be required to have tzitzis fringes on the corner of our garments. So the Gemara says, no, we don't learn that out, because in the words, asher techaseba, hahu asuye ksus suma huda, so that's coming to include only a garment of a blind person, that a blind person is obligated to wear tzitzis or to have tzitzis on his garment. And so therefore, since the words asher techaseba are to include a blind person in their obligation of tzitzis, therefore it doesn't relate to the obligation of other garments other than wool and linen in tzitzis. Titania, because we learned in the Braisa, or isem oso, it says with respect to tzitzis, you shall see it. And the verse comes to teach us, prat l'chsus laiva, this comes to exclude a garment at night. A garment at night that you, like a pajamas, those are exempt from tzitzis, because at night the tzitzis are not visible. So the Gemara asked the question, ata omer prat l'chsus laiva, o eno ela prat l'chsus suma, do those words asher techas, do they come to exclude a night garment, or maybe it's coming to exclude the garment of a blind person? So kishomer asher techaseba, when it says in the verse that you shall cover it, hariksusuma amor, that refers to a blind person. So mani mekayim or isem oso. So what am I do with the words, and you shall see it? Prat l'chsus laiva, this comes to exclude a garment at night. So we see from here that a garment at night is not obligated, but a blind person's garment is obligated. So the Gemara says, Umara iso arabos ksus suma o ahusi ksus laiva. It seems random. Why is the Talmud including in the obligation the garment of a blind person, but excluding from the obligation the garment, a nighttime garment? So explains the Gemara, Marbani ksus suma, the reason why I'm including a blind person's garment in the obligation of tzitzis, sheyeshna b'ri'ia etzel acherim, because other people can see it. Even though the blind person himself or herself does not see the tzitzis, other people see it. And so therefore, there's an it fits within the category, and you shall see it. Umotze ani ksus laiva, and I exclude the clothes at night, sheyeshna b'ri'ia etzel acherim, because other people don't see it. So we see from here that if other people can see the mitzvah, it's included within the obligation of Isimo, so you shall see it. But if other people can see it, then it's not going to be included in the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Ve'emel rabos sharbegadim, maybe the words asher techaseba comes to include other garments, not just wool and linen, but other garments are obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Where it says, that's not logical to assume, mistabre kai betzemro pishtim, mirabe tzemro pishtim. It's logical to say, since the context of the verse is referring to wool and linen, that it's really going to include another garment of wool and linen, meaning the garment of a blind person. And so therefore, Mirabe Tzemru Pishtim, Kai Bitzemru Pishtim, Mirabe Sharbagadim. So therefore, if it's referring to wool and linen, why would we think that it's including other garments? And so therefore, the Gemara concludes that that a blind person is not obligated in tzitzis. A blind person is obligated to wear tzitzis, but a nighttime garment is not obligated in tzitzis. And also, the law of tzitzis applies to a garment made out of wool and linen. And we see from here a very powerful idea that even if a person themselves can't see the mitzvah, that the mitzvah really is fulfilled, and only when other people can see this mitzvah. And even if you could see it, like at your nighttime garment, since others can see it, then therefore the mitzvah doesn't apply. And so we see from here the powerful idea that the mitzvah of tzitzis is really for the world to see, not just for you to see. Even more than it is for you to see, it's for the world to see. In this context, the Lechem Asher explains the concept of there is a custom amongst the Jewish people when we do Kiddush Levana, when we make a sanctification of the moon, once the moon is visible, there's a custom, he says, to check the tzitzis. I have never seen this custom, but that's what he says. He says there's a custom to check the tzitzis after a person says the blessing of Kiddush Levana. So what's the point of that? Because we know we don't wear tzitzis at night. So he says that maybe the point of it is because that the reason why we don't wear the tzitzis at night is you can't see it. But and the concept is that once now we're seeing that the moon is starting to be visible, which is when we say the blessing over the moon, and so therefore the moon is starting to grow. We're now able to use the moon to allow us to see our tzitzis, and so therefore it's a practice to say a blessing on it, so that because now that the light of the moon is going to one day be like the light of the sun, and so therefore we check it to show our hope that there's going to be a fixing of the light of the moon. The other point that's discussed here is the idea that wool and linen are the garments that a tzitzis is required for. And the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, but not a leather garment. A leather garment is exempt from tzitzis. Well, what about a garment that's made from a synthetic material? Let's say it's not made from wool or linen. Let's say it's made from polyester. Is a polyester garment obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis? So about this, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, no, that the mitzvah does not apply to that. The mitzvah applies to a woolen garment. Or a linen garment, but not something that's a synthetic material. So therefore, a person should be careful to have their tzitzis made out of a wool or linen garment.